What if you could have what you want, produced and provided immediately and affordably, no matter how customized, with minimal environmental impact? Products, services, experiences on demand, no magic involved. It's the world toward which we're heading, a world in which constraints ease, in some cases disappear. Others are asking why something like this hasn't already happened. The New York Times reported in early 2023 that we should be in a golden age of new discoveries and innovations, not new smartphone apps or pet dating sites, but true breakthroughs. It's one thing to develop a new technology. It's another to transform the business models, infrastructure, productive capacity, and even the mindsets of business leaders, investors, regulators, and consumers, each of us as citizens, to conceive and implement dramatically new solutions. This book will help you understand and lead the changes underway, distributed rather than centralized, personalized in place of standardized, and sustainable instead of profligate. This is not another book on digital transformation or supply chain optimization. It's a book about the dramatically better worlds that technology, vision, and creativity, your creativity, can enable. We call this revolution proximity. It's where we're heading. While we've a long way to go, the demand side of the equation has always been clear. People want what they want, where and when they want it. Those who can give it to them are more likely to win. Our basic needs and wants, food, health, entertainment, and security, for instance, persist. But how we fulfill them has begun a decades-long journey from the industrial age's centralized production model to our distributed, proximate future. We are at the knee of this curve. Some of the enabling technologies generate big news, like generative AI in 2023, while others improve in the background, like vertical farming and distributed energy generation. It takes industries and society time to climb the steep learning curves of these new capabilities, to recognize that incrementally improving the ways we've traditionally done things isn't enough. It's about conceiving entirely new approaches to satisfying needs and wants while protecting the planet. A few cases in point. In Singapore, Dubai, Brooklyn, and beyond, vertical farms are literally rising, bringing fresh food ever closer to consumers. Rooftop solar energy generation blurs the line between power producers and consumers. Software enables resilient local microgrids, with neighbors producing, storing, and sharing power among themselves, helping make widespread power outages rare.